Good morning, Cokesbury family. This is Sona Khatzad.
And this is Ricky Knight, and we would like to share with you today's scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds.
When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone.
Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from the land.
Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake.
When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened they screamed.
Just then Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid."
Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water."
And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus.
But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me."
Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?"
When they got into the boat, the wind settled down.
Then those in the boat worshipped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." The word of God.
For the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we honor you and we praise your holy name, for you are worthy of all the praise. Oh God, we are grateful for this time of worship. We are grateful, God, to be able to worship with those all over the world. We are grateful, God, that you are with us. Thank you for all that you are doing within our lives, within our community, and within the world. Continue to use us for your glory, O God. But in these moments, God, I just ask that you remove me, press me out of the way, and may everyone hear from you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to preach your word to your people. For this is not about us. This is all about you and our worship toward you. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen. I know during our worship times, when we come together to plan worship, we always talk about warts and all. We love being live because there are just opportune times where we can laugh at ourselves, kind of like that tambourine moment when we didn't. It was great, but we'll work on that a little bit more. But we love to have fun in worship because this is about God and how God is leading us in our lives. I don't know about you, but I have to admit that I am still pondering last week's sermon where we witnessed the miracle of Jesus and his disciples feeding the 5,000 crowds of men, women, and children with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We focus on verse 19a, where Jesus ordered the crowds to sit in the grass. And as the crowds looked at Jesus, Jesus looked up to God. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 105, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and to tell of all of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works that he's done, his miracles and his judgments he has uttered." What a powerful reminder to give thanks to the Lord and to call on God's name. The psalmist gives us insight into our passage today. So I ask you in these moments, because you know I like to do that, people of God, I ask you, did you know as we walk toward God that there is power in calling on the name of the Lord? In the midst of hearing the heart-wrenching and disturbing news that his cousin John the Baptist had been brutally murdered by Herod, Jesus has demonstrated once again his compassion for the crowds, his power over nature, and he spends his entire day healing masses of people. Today, as told also in the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John, we find ourselves in this significant faith story where we witness this nature miracle of Jesus walking on water. Beginning in verse 22, Jesus is once again seeking solitude in prayer. We could preach on that all by itself. He sends his disciples to the other side of the lake so he can dismiss the crowds. I love how we see this picture of Jesus even participating behind the scenes. He goes to dismiss the crowds. As the disciples are making their way across the lake, evening has come and Jesus is alone. This passage creates an image of a split-screen television where we are witnessing two different games or two different stories. All of you people who love sports know exactly what I'm talking about. See, near its northern end of the lake, the Sea of Galilee is about 6 or 7 miles across. On one screen, we witness Jesus in this quiet place. On the other, we see the disciples fighting a strong headwind, and their boat is being battered by the waves. According to the Gospel of John, the disciples are about 3 or 4 miles across the lake, and they are still far from the land. But it does not say that they were afraid. In all honesty, I find the language and the images within this passage dark and eerie. It is early in the morning, these early wee hours of the morning. The wind is blowing and continues to hinder the progress of the disciples. Some theologians believe it's between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., and the disciples see on the lake a figure walking toward them. Remember the image of this split television screen. In verse 25, Matthew nonchalantly recalls, in the very early morning, he, Jesus, came walking toward the disciples on the lake. I think we can only imagine how the disciples are feeling at this point, maybe a bit weary and tired, maybe a bit frustrated and angry. They are certainly on edge, and I'm grateful for Brian's children's message today because he certainly brightens up this story. See, when the disciples see this figure walking toward them on the lake between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., they are terrified, and they scream out, "It's a ghost!" The scene is quite the spectacle. The disciples were so frightened, they screamed. But just then, Jesus spoke to them. I remember reading an article once, or maybe it was a meme, it was something really quick and easy, where it says, "I woke up again at 3 o'clock in the morning," and someone wrote back, "Thank God you can pray for somebody." There's a lot that happens that early in the morning. But for these disciples, they were frightened. This is the first time in Matthew that Jesus has sent the disciples forth without him. this image of God with us, this notion that God will never leave us nor forsake us, this reality in which many of us find ourselves at different times in our lives, frightened, frustrated, unable to do anything but scream. And some of you may feel that way right now, as if you too are in this boat, being rocked to and fro, while others are still holding their full bellies, sitting on the grass. Regardless of where you are, I ask you this morning, how willing are you to take a step out into the unknown? Are you a person who likes to play it safe, to have everything lined up perfectly? Are you a person who timidly steps forward, or one who is willing to jump headfirst into uncharted waters? For me personally, I am a combination of all of these scenarios. It just depends on what is in front of me. But what's more important is for me to hear, for the disciples to hear, and maybe even for you to hear, is when we witness these words echoed throughout the scriptures, echoed throughout the ages, be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid. See, the disciples are terrified until the voice of the one whom they know best says, it's me. Actually, a more literal translation would be, take courage. It is I am. Fear not. See, today as we walk toward God, Jesus is identifying himself and echoes the divine given name to him from Exodus 3:14. I am who I am. That's who he says he is. When the disciples see him, or this figure, he says, fear not, I am who I am. So often we concentrate on Peter and his faith as he steps out of the boat. Some say if he just had enough faith, he too could have walked on water. If he had not taken his eyes off of Jesus, he would have made it into the Savior's arms. If all the disciples had enough faith, they would not have been afraid. But today, let's be clear about the point of this scene. Jesus was not simply a prophet like his cousin John the Baptist. He was not simply a worker like Elijah. Jesus was and is God present among his disciples. And like feeding the 5,000, he came with compassion to see about them. Even if we are sitting on the grass, even if we are being tossed to and fro, God is always going to see about us. Fear not. Take courage. I am who I am. So today, we stay in the boat. I am who I am. We are in the boat with our joys and our concerns, our fears and our frustrations. We are in the boat rowing or walking toward God. See, based on fear, the disciples made an assumption about this figure on the water, and it was a poor assumption. Often we make poor decisions based on fear. We find it difficult to step out to try something new based on fear. We cling to the old based on fear. I mean, God knows that we are a fearful people, and God is always there to comfort us. If God did not know that we were a fearful people, we would not hear over and over and over again, "Do not be afraid." Sometimes we need to hear those words consistently until they are etched on our hearts. God is always there to comfort us. In the midst of a health scare, God comforts us. In the midst of lost loved ones, God comforts us. In the midst of our daily life, no matter what is going on, God comforts us. And when we least expect it, God always sees about us. This week, my daughter and I, we were having a conversation, and she asked me what was one of my core memories. There's a movie we like to watch, but that's for another time. What was one of my core memories? And so I wanted to share that with you because it's just appropriate for our scripture today. But I don't tell this story to many people because it just brings back these memories that are wonderful as well as very difficult. I was in the fourth grade, and my teacher, I'll call her Mrs. M, she was having an end of the year pool party. Isn't that great for all of her students? And so I was there with all of my friends, and I came a little bit late, and everybody was playing in the pool, and I just waved to her and just checked in and took off my little top, had my little bathing suit on, and jumped right into the pool. Not where everyone was playing, over on this end. I jumped in over on this end because no one was there. And when I jumped in, I didn't realize I was in the deep end, and I didn't know how to swim. And I can feel myself to this day, that memory is so strong, drowning. And as I'm going down in the water, I can see my teacher, Mrs. M, fully clothed, jump into the deep end of that pool and grab me up and pull me out. I remember being surrounded and comforted by my friends and by my teacher, but I felt God that day. I felt God pick me up through Mrs. M and bring me to the side. Just like Jesus comforted his disciples with these words, "It's all right. Don't be afraid. I am who I am." Those are the words that I heard on that day. Those are the words that God uses to comfort us, that God uses to speak to us. If we will open our hearts to listen, "I am who I am. Do not be afraid." So often we jump right to Peter. We're not thinking about Jesus coming first to see about the disciples, seeing about them. The first thing he does, still filled with that compassion for the people whom he loves. Jesus will come see about you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. "I am who I am" is there. We may not know or understand everything around us. The key is not in the knowing everything, but knowing and being in relationship with the one who made the world, the one who created each one of us. So often we get stuck in this awe-struck miracle of Jesus walking on the water, Peter stepping out of the boat, Peter walking towards God, Peter becoming afraid, Peter then reaching out saying, save me, and God reaching out and saving Peter. But we forget the very beginning of this passage where Jesus goes to see about his disciples. We are one of God's, and God will always see about us. This is a time where we are in the midst of so much chaos in our world. God is still speaking. God has never stopped. Regardless of the fear that's in that boat, the concerns that are in your boat, the things that are surrounding you, God is seeing about you in this moment. He is the great I am and has not forgotten. We know the story of Jesus walking on water, but do we know the story where Jesus saw the disciples first and was coming to check on them? God is checking on you. Through worship, God is checking on you. Through text messages and cards, God is checking on you. In your memories, through your loved ones, He is the great I am. Let us not forget that in the midst of everything that's going on. God is not just with us. God is not just for us. God checks on us. Hear these words when we are walking toward God. God is already checking on where we are, checking on our hearts, checking on our souls, comforting us and loving us, even in the midst of a storm, of wind tossing us to and fro, sitting on the grass. God is checking on us. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, sometimes we just need a reminder once again to be still and know that you are God. To be reminded that you check on the disciples and that you check on us. Lord, in the days that we have before us, in the nights that we have before us, when we are sitting in this boat frustrated, when we may be full of fear and anxiety, God, may we hear you say, I am who I am, and be comforted by your words. Lord, we are grateful that you check on us. When we least expect it, you pluck us out of difficult spaces. When we least expect it, you love on us. When we least expect it, and that you are with us all the time. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your love. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen.
Down. who through life has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus do with all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus do with all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed in mortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Amen. Thank you, Sandra. What a beautiful place to anchor us after such incredible words of comfort and challenge somehow. I'm really sitting with Pastor Sheila when you mentioned that, you know, so often we make decisions or choices or judgments right when we're in that place of fear, and how that maybe we miss Jesus right in front of us. My goodness, the reminders, the comfort. Thank you so much. Jesus is checking in on you, friends, every single moment of every single day. We want to be checking in with one another as well. And at this time, as we go to God in prayer where we are looking for God to help us respond to this word, friends, we also share the concerns and the joys of our hearts. So if you would like to share any kind of prayer request, please feel free to do so at this time, and we will be praying for you this week. If God is doing something new in your heart, I can only imagine the new things God might be doing when you've been reminded just now that even in that boat of fear, God is reaching out to you. If God is calling you to something new and you want to learn more about this Jesus who would walk on water to be with you, please let us know. Reach out to us here at the church, and Pastor Sheila and I would love to journey with you in faith as you continue to walk toward God. Now let us go before that God in prayer. God, in these moments, even as we are stirred and our hearts are open in new ways to you, the one who is walking toward us all the time, my Lord and my God, may we in these moments, gathered up like those disciples on that boat, be mindful that somewhere, either on a hill not too far away, you see us, or maybe out on the midst of the water, you walk toward us, and maybe even in those deepest moments of anxiety, God, you reach out and you say, come along this way. Come and be with me. Come and rest in who I am. I am who I am, and that is a God of mercy and kindness, of grace, of security, of stability, a God who makes a way when it might seem that there is no way, when the waves are too rough and we are starting to sink. Help us remember, God, that you are always checking in, reaching out your hand to us. Give us strength this day, God, to reach back out to you, to reach out from a place of peace, of comfort, of hope, even in the midst of the fear and anxiety. Our God, this day, as we think about walking toward you, God, we also cannot help but think about how you might be calling us to walk toward our neighbors, toward our dear ones, toward people who are struggling in profound ways right now. And so in these moments, God, we bring your people to you. We bring to you all those who are sick, God. We bring to you those who are battling COVID-19, those who are battling cancer, those who are battling whatever physical ailment has taken hold of them. God, we walk with them towards you, Lord, and we ask you to reach out your hand and reassure us of your presence with us. In these moments, God, we bring towards you all those who are fighting this pandemic day in and day out, all of those nurses, all of those doctors, all of those first responders, people in our nation who are in leadership, in our local communities who are in leadership. And God, they need to know how you would guide and direct them so, Lord, they could keep walking toward you and toward your reassurance, your hope, even in the midst of great fear and anxiety. God, we carry with us and we walk alongside the people who need to hear from you, God. All of us who need to hear you say those words over and over again, do not be afraid, for you are checking in on us, God. Help us to check in on one another. God, give us eyes this week to see you. Give us hearts this week open to your movement. Help us to reach out to others from a place of security and peace and hope and faith and trust in you. And do not, God, let us reach out from a place of anxiety or fear, because that means you might not be present in that reaching out. And God, we want to be your people, shaped and formed by you, God. We might be able to speak to one another that reminder. You are with us. So be with your people, God, in these days. Help us to look to you as we walk toward you. Help us to know you have been with us all along. And it is in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, that we lift our prayer to you this day.